To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carrie. You know, with summer about to begin, make today the day you celebrate yourself and your partner by buying a new mattress. Unlike a lot of other mattress companies, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly to your door. And right now you can save 20%. Helix is a premium mattress brand at an affordable price that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. So how will you know which mattress works best for you and your body? Well, simply take their sleep quiz. Find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. After all, everybody is unique and everybody sleeps differently, which is why HelixSleep.com/Carry has various mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10 to 15-year warranty, depending on the model. Helix mattresses have been awarded the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines. They're also recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And we like the fact that Helix offers a 100-night risk-free trial. Right now, you'll save 20% by going to Helix, H-E-L-I-X, helixsleep.com/carry. As always, you can find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. For our Right Stuff segment today, I'm delighted to introduce you to a man who made barbecuing in America an art. I met Stephen Raiklin, about 30 years ago in Thailand. He'd been a writer for Boston Magazine, and he had this idea of writing a book on barbecue, maybe even doing a TV series on the subject. And frankly, I remember thinking, good luck with that, Stephen. Well, Stephen has now written 32 books, almost all of them on the glories of barbecue. And to mark the 25th anniversary of his first book called The Barbecue Bible, or BBQ Bible, he's back with a new release of the BBQ Bible that features grilling recipes from around the world. His books have been translated in many languages, and by the way, he did indeed host a public television series on barbecue. A number of series, including Barbecue University, followed by Primal Barbecue, then Project Smoke and Project Fire. And his new series, now on public television, is called Planet Barbecue. It's a series focusing on grill masters from around the world. Stephen, welcome to the show. Now, while you have brought America such mainstays as beer can chicken, you've also traveled to at least 70 countries. Were most of those in search of new barbecue options?
Absolutely. Whenever I write a new book or plan a new TV show, the first thing I do is pack a suitcase. And I find that documenting barbecue in different cultures and countries around the world has been an incredibly rich professional experience and rich personal experience. People love to gather around the grill. It brings people together, and you stop being a tourist and start being a traveler.
Did you know when you started there was this enormous variety of barbecues around the world?
Well, I had an idea, and that was what led to the barbecue Bible. I mean, I knew about Jamaican jerk and Japanese yakitori and Indonesian satay. Of course, in the process of writing the book, which took 4 years, I discovered a lot of barbecues that I had never heard of before.
I know your new television series on public television does focus on chefs from around the world. How did you change the barbecue Bible for this anniversary edition?
So, Barbecue Bible was fully updated. The original book came out with no color photography, for example. And, of course, you know, we eat with our eyes as well as our palate. It'd be unthinkable to do a cookbook today without color photographs. I updated recipes. When I first wrote Barbecue Bible, ingredients like lemongrass and coconut milk were virtually impossible to find. So I had to list workarounds. Today, these are items you find at your local supermarket.
This book is so handsome. The photographs are so beautiful. As you say, we devour things with our eyes as well as with our mouths. And this book satisfies both. I know some of the most frequent questions you get asked. So let's run through just a couple of them real fast. Charcoal or gas or wood?
Wood is my favorite fuel because it both heats and produces wood smoke. However, my world of barbecue is ecumenical enough to include all three.
How do you make smoke on a gas grill?
So it's a little bit challenging, but there are a couple of ways you do it. Many of the higher-end gas grills have dedicated smoker boxes with a burner underneath. In that case, you just simply fill the smoker box with wood chips or chunks. If you don't have a smoker box, lift up the grate and position wood chunks directly over the burners of your gas grill and lower the grates to put the food on. But, I mean, just know that with a gas grill, you're never going to get the kind of rich smoke flavor you would get with charcoal and wood.
What's the most interesting or shocking grilled either technique or subject you encountered in your travels?
Well, I think the most shocking dish would have been kokoretsu, which is a Greek dish that's composed of brains, liver, lungs, testicles, kidneys on a skewer, wrapped in small intestine and spit roasted. I like to call it haggis on a spit. It's actually quite tasty. I did finish the plate, the full plate, when it was when I ate it in Greece. But I ordered again. I'm not sure, but certainly it ranks among the strangest dishes I've ever eaten.
And what was it called?
It's called kokoretsu. Now, in terms of techniques, there's a technique that I love. I use all the time. It's called cavemanning, where you take a steak or a chop and you lay it directly on the coals, and you char the meat right on the coals. You get a very different flavor than cooking it on a grill grate.
And what do you? We've only got 20 seconds left, Stephen. But what's your favorite meat for grilling?
Oh, boy. Really, what's ever on my grill. I mean, I love all meat, all seafoods. And, you know, if you tune into Planet Barbecue, my new show, you will see every range of protein, vegetable, appetizer, breakfast on the grill, and even dessert. And that's on public television, Planet Barbecue.
Stephen Raiklin's new book is Planet Barbecue. Excuse me, his television series is called Planet Barbecue. You can find information about the reissue of Barbecue Bible by going to barbecuebible.com. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us.
Rudy, always a pleasure.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.